Steelers ramped up their preparations for Sunday's game with practices this week. Comes as no surprise that first-round draft pick Derek Harmon has officially been ruled out. Linebacker Nick Herbig and quarterback Skylar Thompson also questionable. And the Cincinnati Bengals have signed center Ted Karras to a one-year extension. They announced Friday Karras missed just one start over the last three seasons. The 6'4", 310-pound offensive lineman appeared in 50 games for the Bengals over the last three seasons. Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Chance of showers this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy skies and a high near 69. Cloudy overnight with a low of 48. Sunny on Sunday with a high of 71. Monday, foggy in the morning, otherwise sunny skies Monday with a high of 74. And then on Tuesday, sunny with a high near 78. Right now, just had much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 65 with some light rain falling in Washington. Beaver County, 68. Butler, 65. Outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, 66. And street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland is also 66 at WRCT. I'm Jay Thurber. The website, jaythurbershow.com. On social media, at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. Ba, ba, ba. And Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2:02.
In historic times.
This seems like the process is being purposefully accelerated in a way to meet the administration's ends, and that's something we should all be very, very concerned about.
Matt Cannon with the Sierra Club in Maine warns against the Trump administration repealing the roadless rule. Nearly 60 million acres of forest could be open to logging, oil, and gas drilling if the Clinton-era wilderness protection policy is rolled back. The administration argues the change would boost timber production by a quarter, but opponents say it threatens drinking water and wildlife. Public comments close in 2 weeks. HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has canceled $500 million in vaccine contracts and is making this season's COVID shot harder to get. Calls for his resignation spilled into a Senate hearing. Republican Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy was a key vote in Kennedy's confirmation and a strong supporter of the COVID vaccine developed during President Donald Trump's first term. But Cassidy, an MD, says Kennedy is violating promises he made to get confirmation.
It surprises me that you think so highly of Operation Warp Speed when, as an attorney, you attempted to restrict access.
Florida has moved to eliminate school vaccine mandates altogether, while governors on the West Coast are building regional alliances to continue promoting shots. Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey says her state won't be deterred.
We are taking a stand. We are a healthcare leader, and we're not going to let the Trump administration or Robert Kennedy cost lives and take us down.
Congressional leaders say they expect the White House to explain how an attack on a ship off the coast of Venezuela fits with presidential powers. The administration calls the strike that killed 11 part of an ongoing war against drug cartels. The White House says Trump will restore the Defense Department to its historic name, the Department of War. Secretary Pete Hegseth says the change reflects a warrior ethos. Congress would need to approve a permanent renaming. Trump is asking the Supreme Court to uphold his firing of Democratic Federal Trade Commissioner Rebecca Slaughter earlier this year. A lower court ruled the dismissal illegal, and Slaughter has returned to her post pending the appeal. The high court has greatly strengthened the president's power to fire officials at independent bodies. Small farmers say federal crop insurance policies that safeguards major corn and soybean growers are leaving them exposed. Illinois farmer and insurance agent Ed Dubrick says without coverage, he has to balance his crops and hope that protects him from bad weather.
Because peas like cool weather, but tomatoes and peppers want warm weather, and peppers do really well in drought. So like having that diversity of, okay, well, it might be a bad year for this crop, but I know that one's going to pick up the slack if things turn this direction.
Dubrick says it's hard to find anyone willing to underwrite crop insurance for a small operation like his. I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
rocking and rolling and barely controlling on this super solid gold Saturday afternoon in the Steel City 209. Much more music time on Radio 9. That was Cool and the Gang. These are the Kinks on Radio 9.
Kiss me, I ring bell.
Chicago at this hour. CMU leading by a score of 17 to 10. 17 to nothing. Excuse me. I beg your pardon. Grant your grace. Hope the cattle spit in my face.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me. The love we share seems to go nowhere. And I was not right. For I toss and turn and can't sleep at night. Next I run to you. Now I run from you. The tender love you give me, I give you all a girl can give you. Take my fear that that's not living. Oh, tender love. Tender love. Now I know I've got to run away. I've got to get away. You don't really want any love from me. To make things right, you need someone to hold you tight. And who think love is to play? Well, I'm sorry, I don't play that way. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. The tender love you give me, I give you all a girl can give you. Take my fear that that's not living. Oh, tainted love. Tainted love. Don't touch me, please. I cannot stand the way you see. I know you have hurt me so. If I do not pack my things and go. Tainted love. Oh, tainted love. Tainted love. Oh, tainted love.
From 1965, that's Gloria Jones on Radio 9. You might know the version that Soft Cell did later on in about 1981, I believe.
Radio 9. Motown from Detroit. The heart in your soul.
Music, music.
The Supremes here on Radio 9, and this is Johnny Tillotson.
tears you cried when your little puppy died. You said you'd never leave me. You said you'd never go. Oh, my darling, why do I love you so?
For chime time, new music from the Allergies coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your, I say the allergies or the hives? Both of them. Why not? After we take care of a couple of brief messages, also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. I'm getting confused because there's two different CMUs playing this weekend that I'm interested in. The Central Michigan Chippewas, of course, are playing the Pitt Panthers at Acrisure Stadium, and that score is 24-10 in favor of Pitt right now. Whereas our Carnegie Mellon Tartans are on the road in Chicago, and they're taking on the Chicago Maroons right now. That score is CMU of Pittsburgh, 17, and the University of Chicago, nothing. We'll check sports for you in less than a half hour. The Frick Pittsburgh presents Homestead 1892, exploring the lockout and strike with the Frick Pittsburgh and Rivers of Steel. That's September 20th, 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. This special program investigates the lasting impact of the 1892 Homestead lockout and strike. Learn more at thefrickpittsburgh.org or call 412-371-0600. When you're out having fun with your friends, you aren't thinking about how precious life is. You're living it. So even though you have a buzz, you might think you're okay to drive. The truth is, a buzz can be deafening. It can drown out and ruin the pretty great life you've built for yourself. So why chance it? If you plan to drink, plan a sober ride. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Steel City weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Cloudy skies with a possibility of showers and a high near 69. Cloudy overnight with a low of 48. Sunny on Sunday with a high of 71. Monday, areas of fog. Otherwise, sunny with a high of 74. Tuesday, sunny, high 78. And then on Wednesday, sunny with a high near 81. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. It is 65 in Washington County, 68 in Beaver County, 65 now outside our weather window under cloudy skies and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland at WIRCT. 66 degrees with new music from the Allergies. New EP is called Bye Bye Baby, and that was the Allergies here on Radio 9. I'm Jay Thurber. The website, jaythurbershow.com. We're also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It is 2:30. I'm having computer problems here. And luckily, we have vinyl and CDs, and I don't have to rely on the computer. But it suddenly does not want to play anything in the automation playlist, and I'm not sure why. I don't know. Time for a computer replacement. We have it in the budget, so you heard it here, computer. Shape up, or you're going to be shipped out. That's just the way it goes. We're just not going to put up with it anymore. How do you think about that? Lewis on Radio 9 at 2:36. Much more music time. 24 minutes until smooth, relaxing, and easy here on 88.3 and Tube City Online Radio. I don't really like to get that political on this show. I know that sounds a surprise to some people. But A, there's so much politics in the world right now, and there's so many places to talk about it that I try to keep this relatively politically free, other than, you know, some little funny things once in a while. And B, I know that not everybody appreciates my point of view on politics. So,
and you guys can talk bad about our president that we love, Trump 2028, baby. And you can start packing your bags, little witch.
Yeah, there's a fan right there. But I think you should know that the president of the United States this morning, on his official president account with the official presidential podium, he announced that he is going to war with Chicago. It sounds funny when I say it that way. But he announced that he's going to war with Chicago, tweeting a picture of himself as Colonel Kurtz in Apocalypse Now, titled it Chipocalypse Now, and said Chicago is about to find out why we call it the War Department now. Obviously, the Chicago authorities and the governor of Illinois, not real pleased about that. So I just thought you should know that if you don't follow the news, that's what's going on right now in the world. And it is, in case you missed it yesterday, the president of the United States now says the Defense Department is called the War. He likes to name things. Everybody needs a hobby. He likes to name things. He has renamed the Department of Defense Department of War. Never mind the fact that only Congress gets to rename things. Congress is sitting around with their finger in their nose. Not all of them. Dave McCormick was hanging out with the president last night. He was posting pictures on Instagram of him and the president in the Rose Garden that no longer has any roses because the president paved it over. So that's your U.S. Senator, Dave McCormick. That's what he's up to. But the president says he's renamed the Defense Department the War Department. The estimate cost, if this goes through, the estimate is about $1 billion. So there's your government efficiency.
love doggy style. I do. I love when people put jackets on them or like little boots.
Cause your bones are not-
Chris in the North Hills called 412-385-7450. He said in light of today's events, he'd like to hear Paper Lace. Let's hope this is not prophetic, right? Going out for Chris on the phone. It's Paper Lace and the Night Chicago Died on Radio 9.
Daddy was a cop on the east side of Chicago. In the USA, back in the bad old days. In the heat of a summer night, in the land of the dollar bill, when the town of Chicago died, and they talk about it still. When a man named Al Capone tried to make that town his own, and he called his gang to war with the forces of the law. Heard my mama cry. I heard her pray the night Chicago died. Brother, what a night it really was. Brother, what a fight it really was. Glory be. I heard my mama cry. I heard her pray the night Chicago died. Brother, what a night the people saw. Brother, what a fight the people saw. And the sound of the battle rang through the streets of the old east side, till the last of the hoodlum gang had surrendered up or died. They were shouting in the street and the sound of running feet. And I asked someone who said, about 100 cops a day. I heard my mama cry. And there was no sound at all, but the clock upon the wall. Then the door burst open wide, and my daddy stepped inside. And he kissed my mama's face, and he brushed her tears away. The night Chicago died.
Other bits of material that's Paper Lace on Radio 9. More after this.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Yesterday was Bob Newhart's birthday. They actually named a stretch of street in Chicago after Bob Newhart yesterday. This is just a little short bit.
This is the thing on inventions and how it takes like 30, 40 years before an invention is really recognized as being a great invention. It's about Edison. And Edison is very excited about this new invention he's come up with. And he calls all these newspaper people together in this totally dark room. And on a table is a bulb with a filament inside and a cord running out of it. And there's a guy working on a generator over in the corner. And all the newspaper people pile in and they say, what can this possibly be? And they're all kind of buzzing. And Edison walks in and he takes the plug and he plugs it into the generator. And this little bulb begins to glow. and glow and glow and glow, and finally it fills the entire room with light. Well, with this, the newspaper people run out. They want to file these stories right away, and Edison says, no, gentlemen, wait a minute, that isn't it. And he walks up to the bulb, and he says, hello?
Today's show, that's Hank Ballard, the Midnighters here on Radio 9. We've got new music from Bob Moses right after we take care of sports and the weather.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
In college football action at this hour, your Carnegie Mellon Tartans, ranked number 18 in the nation, are playing the University of Chicago in their opener. Right now, CMU leading by a score of 17-0 with one more quarter to go. Penn State at this hour hosting Florida International. Right now, the score is Penn State 20, Florida International nothing. That game in the fourth quarter. Pitt Panthers taking on the Central Michigan Chippewas. Pitt leading by a score of 38-17 down at Acrisure Stadium. Pirates lost last night by a score of 5-2 to the Brewers. It's the Pirates and the Brewers again today at 6:40. Mitch Keller expected to get the call to the mound for the Buccos. And the Steelers getting ready to open their season as they travel to MetLife Stadium to take on the New York Jets on Sunday. Here's your forecast for the entire listening area. Chance of showers, mostly cloudy, high 69. Cloudy overnight with a low of 48. On Sunday, sunny skies, high near 71. Monday, sunny, high 74. And then on Tuesday, sunny with a high near 78. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 65 in Washington, 65 here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood in Oakland at WRCT. It's 66 degrees with new music from Bob Moses.
Let's story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Yes, indeed. Well, I hope not, anyways. Until next week at the same time on these same frequently frequented frequencies, I'll be Jay Thurber on social media, Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show, or find the website at jaythurbershow.com. Until then, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water. Nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. This is 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It is 3 o'clock.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org. Also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.